Episode 54, You Matter.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, all my beautiful ladies out there. How are you? Oh, I hope you're keeping warm. I'm not so much because our wind chill has been like almost in the negatives. You know, it's crazy cold, and I would much rather just have cold weather than the wind chill factor, because that wind, when it's going at 40 miles per hour, man, it's just bitter. It doesn't make you want to go outside at all. And I happen to love the outdoors. So how's your week going? Is it going well? Where are you in your week? I just want you to know that you matter. And that's what we're going to chat about a little bit today, is you matter, okay? I'm amazed how sometimes we as women, we as moms, we are sucked dry. I mean, how else is there to put it? I don't care if you're on the home front, on the front lines there, if you have a J-O-B, meaning you actually go out in the corporate world with your J-O-B, maybe you're an entrepreneur, maybe you have your own business, maybe you're a daycare provider, and you're sitting here and you're going, I can't give any more. It's not that I'm suffocating, but I've given and given and given. And I just feel like, I mean, I've got everybody asking me for things and I'm having to do everything. Do you ever get that moment where you just want to scream? Ah! Literally scream? Yeah, I know I do. You just heard me. I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't have those moments. But you see, there's a time that I think you have to figure out, okay, wait a minute. How can I reverse this a little bit? Because, yeah, you matter. You matter. And if you don't keep yourself healthy and fulfilled within your own little zone, so to speak, yeah, things are going to start crumbling. Maybe you're already there. Oh, sweetie, I'm praying for you if you're there. Know that I hear your pain. And for those of you that, oh, you're kind of riding the fence going, I don't know if I'm there or not. I sometimes feel like it. Maybe there's just no hope. You know, I have a very good friend that says, hope. There's always hope for a better way. Always hope for a better way. And you know, that's true. So looking at it from the perspective of you matter, because you matter, taking time for you is important. And you're like, now, Christiane, I just do not have the time. You can keep talking. I'll listen. But there's no way I can fit one more thing in my schedule. Well, you know what? I'm telling you right now, you need to stop and you need to breathe. Are you breathing? Come on. You got to get that just out of you. You know, sometimes we get so uptight that we forget really, really what matters, because we get caught up in our habitual actions, our habitual to-dos. We get up, we get ready for the day, maybe we take a shower, we work out, we get the kids off to school, we go to work, we pick them up at daycare, we come home, we fix dinner, we do homework. Next thing you know, oh wait, we got to run church. Oh wait, forgot. Gotta go run to that box store because, dagnabbit, my child did not tell me he needed 24 cookies and I'm not cooking tonight or baking them tonight, so I'm just gonna go pick them up. Okay, and come back home, and next thing you know, it's 10:30. And you're like, what just happened to my day? I've accomplished absolutely nothing. Do you ever feel like your day is just, yeah, I know I do. The thing is, you gotta stop. You got to stop and get off the roller coaster. And only you matter. And only you have that control. So here's the kiss. Yes, the kiss is so simple. It's a question for you. What's one thing that brings you joy? Okay, now I better kind of elaborate a little bit on that one thing, okay? That one thing should not cost you money, number one, okay? This is not permission to go shopping for all the shoppers, okay? No, you can't go shopping. Yes, it's nice to have fun new things, but that's just that little adrenaline rush comes and goes so quickly, okay? So it doesn't require money, number one. Number two, you have it, but very rarely do you get to use it or do it or become a part of it, okay? What's that one thing that brings you joy? Maybe it's reading. Maybe you just haven't taken time to read a good book. I have got such a library between my children's books and all the way up to my old fuddy-duddy books. I have so many books. And in fact, my hubby and I were just chit-chatting and we were like, if we could just find time to read. The problem is, if that's your joy, it's not about finding time. It's about making time because you matter. And if that's important to you, you matter, then you need to make time. You see, that's what happens. We just get into the routine. We get into the ruts and it's very easy to keep going on the same track because you know what? It really doesn't cause us to have to think anymore. And we're already thinking enough. We don't need any more extra things coming in at us, okay? Because life happens. But you matter. You matter. Taking time for you is important. So what is that one joy? Think about it right now. What's that one joy? Maybe you're a fitness fanatic and you just haven't had time to do whatever floats your boat when in your fitness arena. Maybe it's a strength and conditioning. Maybe it's running. Maybe it's a good just walk. That's it. Maybe you like to bake and you haven't baked a cake in a long time. Now, some of you might be saying, now, Christiane, you're talking food here and I'm trying to watch my waistline. Yes, but the thing is, if it brings you joy, find a recipe that's going to help you with your waistline, but it still allows you to bake. You matter. What's that one joy? What's your one joy? So with that, this is what I want you to do. I would like you to take that question, okay? And here we go. Got to take action on this. Find time twice, two times a week. That's it, one, two times, okay? Find time for you because you matter. You need to rejuvenate who you are. You need to have this time of peace and calmness. And if that means you have to go and sit inside your car for 15 minutes to get the peace and quiet, then do that. And you may be laughing, but I did it when my children were younger. Daddy would come home and I still needed to be there, but there was just so much happening and I would get them down. I'd be quiet for just a minute, but I needed some peace. I just needed nothing feeding my mind. And I would go and I would just sit in the car for a minute and just breathe. Once in a while, I would turn the car on and turn on my favorite music and just rest in it. That's my joy. I love music. I love music. So sometimes you have your radio on, but are you really listening to it? Thankfully, you're listening to me. And I appreciate that. But when you do it, it needs to be something that gives you a very calmness. So go out this week, and I want you to find two times this week to work in your joy. Two times. So, you know, we're coming up to the end of the week. You want to throw one in on the weekend. I promise you, your energy will be boosted. Is that a word? it will be elevated, okay? You will feel oh so magnificent. And you will be able to give love even more, all right? And you know what? Around the corner is Valentine's Day. And I want to wish you guys a happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy it. Give love. But also apply self-love because you matter, okay? I love you guys. We will see you on the other side. Blessings and hugs. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.